You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is fluorescence? Fluorescence is a form of light, so you've certainly used fluorescent lights at home or work. They're typically long and tubular in shape. Since fluorescence is a form of light, that means it's also a type of radiation. Scientists use the term electromagnetic radiation. These are charged particles which move as a wave, some with long wavelengths and some with short, and they have both electric and magnetic properties. Electromagnetic radiation includes the light we can see, but also light that's invisible to our eyes, such as infrared and ultraviolet, as well as other forms of radiation, such as X-rays, microwaves, radio waves. Scientists will sometimes refer to fluorescence as a form of cool light or cool electromagnetic radiation. Fluorescence is different from incandescence, where the light is associated with heat, such as light coming from glowing hot lava or the heat coming from an incandescent light bulb. In addition to it being a low-temperature form of light, some of the other factors associated with fluorescence are a material or object absorbs radiation or energy. Light of a different wavelength is then re-radiated or released. This re-radiation of light is almost immediate, and when the incoming radiation or energy stops, the released fluorescence also immediately stops. Turn off the switch to your overhead electric fluorescent light, and the light immediately turns off. This example of fluorescence uses electricity as the incoming energy. And because fluorescence stops as soon as the energy source stops, a fluorescent light can't be connected to a dimmer, unlike incandescence, unless you use a specialized ballast. The other form of fluorescence you're probably most familiar with would be the bright, colorful glow coming from certain minerals, paints, or posters when exposed to a blacklight light or ultraviolet radiation. Here's an experiment to try at home with the grandkids on their next visit. You'll need a light fixture that can take both an incandescent bulb and a compact fluorescent, a thermometer, and a ruler. Try to get a fluorescent bulb and incandescent bulb with equivalent wattage. Clamp your fixture to a table and start with the incandescent bulb. Take temperature readings at specific distances from the bulb and write it down. Then do the same thing with your fluorescent bulb. You'll note, pretty fast, that the fluorescent bulb gives off very little heat compared to the incandescent bulb. And this shows that fluorescence is a form of cool light. Well, we've just learned a little bit about fluorescence. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.